Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Cook County Sheriff's Office has identified another victim of serial killer John Wayne Gacy, who's been linked to the murders of at least 33 young men and boys in the 70s. WBBM's Steve Miller reports.
For 4 years now, there have been six unidentified victims of John Wayne Gacy. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says one of the six remaining unnamed victims has been identified with the assistance of genetic genealogy, that is, DNA testing. The sheriff says the remains of this victim, a native of North Carolina, were found in Gacy's crawl space on December 26, 1978, and that he was killed by Gacy sometime between early 1976 and early 1977. He would have been 21 or 22 years old at the time of his murder. Now, there are five unidentified victims of John Wayne Gacy. Details coming up at noon. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 30-year-old Chicago man's being held on a hefty bond for an alleged carjacking attempt in DuPage County.
DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin says in a news release that law enforcement in his county will not stand idly by and allow people to be terrorized by violent crime. He says 30-year-old DeMario Butler has been ordered held on $500,000 bond for allegedly trying to pull off a carjacking in Downers Grove. It happened more than 3 weeks ago at a gas station at Ogden in Maine. A woman was the alleged victim and turned over her cell phone to Butler at gunpoint. She did not turn over her car keys as ordered and ran towards the store. Butler allegedly tried to start her car but gave up and ran away. He was arrested Friday. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for suspects who fired at a car containing a young child yesterday afternoon.
Police say someone shot a man and a woman in a car on Kedzie near Lake and West Garfield Park around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The car continued for another mile before crashing into a Popeyes restaurant at Kedzie and Chicago Avenue. Assistant manager Rose Williams tells CBS2 she's thinking about the little girl who was in that car.
The violence is a lot. Since I grew up, I never seen it this bad. Honestly, it's really, really bad. Right? It's outrageous.
Physically, the girl is okay. The man was shot in the leg. The woman hit in the arm. Both victims were taken to Stroger Hospital in serious condition. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
After more than a week without water, residents in south suburban Dixmoor again have running water. However, it's still not safe for cooking or drinking. Dixmoor spokesman Travis Aiken.
But until it gets fully back to normal and then they're able to kind of cycle more water through the system, people aren't able to drink it, but they can, you know, to what extent they have pressure, they can take showers, and that's not an issue.
Businesses are allowed to reopen, but schools in West Harvey, Dixmoor District, will be switching to e-learning this week. A hearing is going to be held later today in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. A judge could decide whether to allow use of force experts to testify in his defense. Rittenhouse shot and killed two men and wounded a third during protests in Kenosha last year. His trial is expected to begin 1 week from today. A 62-year-old man is hospitalized after the riding mower he was operating was hit by an SUV Saturday night. Police say the mower was on Route 59 in unincorporated Lake Villa. It was operating with no lights in an unlit area when it was hit. The man is in critical condition today. No one in the vehicle was hurt. An American Airlines plane heading from New York to Los Angeles made an emergency landing in Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. Following reports of smoke in the cabin, the plane landed at Dane County Regional Airport in Madison. No one was hurt. The airline is holding the Airbus 321 in Madison to be inspected. Proposals are now being accepted to redevelop the former St. Charles Police Station property and other city-owned lots adjacent to it. The department moved out of the property on North Riverside Avenue in 2019 when the new complex was on Main Street. The Kane County Chronicle reports the city says any proposed development will have to consider the quality and style of architecture in the downtown and how it would complement the existing building environment. Our top story this hour, the Cook County Sheriff's Office has identified another victim of serial killer John Wayne Gacy, linked to the murders of at least 33 young men and boys in the 1970s. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dard says one of the six remaining unnamed victims has been identified through genetic testing. The victim's name is expected to be released next hour. We'll have much more on this story. Chicago's newest superhero apprehended arch-villain Dr. Laugh yesterday at Navy Pier.
Little is known about the true identity of superhero Mind's Eye, but what we do know is that his first name is Cyrus and that he is 9 years old. Make-A-Wish Illinois put Mind's Eye in contact with the Chicago Police Department, the Office of Emergency Management and Communications, and Chicago Fire. Mind's Eye then at Navy Pier assembled his superhero team, defeating the evil Dr. Laugh, who had been going around the city freezing unsuspecting individuals and stealing their valuables, according to CPD Superintendent David Brown, who also thanked the Children's Museum and Panera Bread in Dr. Laugh's eventual apprehension by Mind's Eye at Navy Pier's Crystal Gardens. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Breaking news in the world of sports. Let's get the details now. Here's Josh.
Hi there. Things are getting piled on for the Bears. Bears coach Matt Nagy has just revealed in a Zoom call with reporters that he's tested positive for COVID-19. All Bears coaches are vaccinated, and there's a chance Nagy can still coach Sunday when the Bears host the 49ers. Special teams coach Chris Tabor, according to the organization, will run meetings that Nagy can't be a part of. But again, just a moment ago, coach Matt Nagy, the Bears, revealing he's tested positive for COVID-19. He's vaccinated and still a chance he could coach on the weekend. Bears coach Matt Nagy with Jeff Joniak tonight at 7 on the Bears Coaches Show. And that's the latest on the Bears.
We're going to learn the identity of a previously unknown victim of serial killer John Wayne Gacy. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart expected to reveal the findings next hour. It's all because of Gacy's killing spree that ended with his arrest in 1978. He was linked to at least 33 murders of young men and boys. WBBM Steve Miller will have an update as soon as the announcement is made. This just in, Bears coach Matt Nagy revealing he's tested positive for COVID. Let's get some details now. WBBM's Josh List joins us live.
Well, Nagy's vaccinated, and it's possible he could return for Sunday's game in San Francisco if he clears protocols, but he's out indefinitely, Nagy, after revealing that positive COVID test after the loss in Tampa Bay. Special teams coach Chris Tabor is going to run some meetings Nagy can't attend while in protocol. Two Bears starters just missed the Tampa game after testing positive. Of course, there's concern over a possible outbreak, but no word as such from Hallis Hall. Now Nagy has tested positive for COVID-19 and remains out indefinitely. More on the Bears coming up at 11:46, and that's the latest on the team.
Opponents of Chicago's vaccine mandate for municipal employees grabbed the spotlight at the start of a city council meeting primarily focused on the 2022 budget.
Outspoken Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara used his public comment remarks to urge the city council to support an ordinance co-sponsored by Alderwoman Silvana Tabaris to repeal the vaccine mandate for city employees.
Every alderman who thinks in spirit it is right that you have control of what city policies get put forth to the city workforce. You can hate me, you can hate my message, but this is about the entire city workforce, not the Chicago Police Department, not even the FOP, and it's not about me.
Outside City Hall, a crowd of police, firefighters, and their supporters rallied against the mandate, but there were voices raised in favor of it as well. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois' second largest school district is getting ready for the expected federal approval of putting COVID shots into the arm of 5 to 11-year-olds.
Elgin District U46 Superintendent Tony Sanders says his school district is poised and ready for COVID vaccines to be okayed for 5 to 11-year-old children.
I think the vaccine being available for students 5 and up is the key for us returning to some more normalcy.
Sanders says the spike in Delta variant infections put a crimp in what he thought would be a more normal school year, even with nearly 90% of his teachers and staff vaccinated, as well as having middle and high schoolers given the shots.
I'm hopeful that parents will talk to their healthcare providers and will be convinced that getting their child vaccinated is the safe thing to do and the right thing to do.
Sanders hopes the matter doesn't become overly politicized. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBN.
When it comes to making your holiday travel plans, experts say the earlier the better.
AAA is urging people to start making holiday travel plans now, since time is of the essence. A new survey shows 43% of Illinois residents book their holiday trips by the end of October. That means airfares will quickly rise and availability will shrink. And with ongoing challenges stemming from COVID-19, experts suggest purchasing travel insurance and packing a little patience. Rachel Pierce, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
If pinball is your game, the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center Hotel is the place to be this weekend.
But it just seems like there's a rebirth of pinball.
Rob Burke is chairman and founder of the Pinball Expo, which for 37 years now has been drawing those who love to play, make, and marvel at that silver ball from all over the world.
Just fun. There's a lot of energy with pinball. And the sound and the creativity there's a lot of excitement in the air, and it just makes you want to go there, play, stay up all night.
And while Chicago no longer has hundreds of pinball manufacturers like it used to, we're still the pinball wizard.
Chicago still is the hub for the major manufacturers. They've crafted themselves to produce product for this industry, and they've done some wonderful work.
Terry Keschner, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Dot Foods in Mount Sterling is running headlong into a phenomenon that some economic analysts are calling the Great Resignation. People are coming out of the pandemic disruption with new priorities, and some are looking for jobs that will allow them to continue to work remotely. That's not possible at the Dot Foods warehouse, so the company is offering to pay between $1,500 and $3,000 in moving expenses to get new hires to move the town. It mirrors the nationwide trend of small to mid-sized cities offering cash incentives to change addresses. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.